This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Welcome back, folks, and Invest 93 is out there, and joining us is my least favorite person to talk to, and let me qualify this, because it's always when Mother Nature's dealing cards to us and then asking us to place a bet and we can't look at our cards. And typically that's how our conversations go with Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. And it's the only time I get to talk to him is when something that could be really bad is out there looming. So, Colin, with that, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it does a lot for my psyche, Sheriff. Thank you.
I'm sure you're used to it by now.
I am. Nobody likes getting phone calls from me. I'm used to it now.
Exactly. So here we are, July 16th, and we've got this system out there. What are you hearing and what are they telling you?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. We have a great relationship with our National Weather Service office for New Orleans and Baton Rouge. It's located in Slidell at the airport there. We meet with them regularly. We talk with them every day, sometimes multiple times a day. And I want to assure the public that, you know, there has been a lot of conversations leading up to hurricane season this year about budgets and National Weather Service. We have seen no decline in any type of service or forecasting from them. So that'll continue. With that said, you know, obviously, I'm a little struck by this one. I think we need to pay attention to it very closely. I don't think it's going to be a huge issue for New Orleans, but I'm reminded of this system reminds me of 2016 when we had obviously the incredible great flooding in Baton Rouge. And I'm not saying it's the same thing. I'm just saying a similar type of tropical moisture system moving across the northern Gulf, kind of crossing over our state. I think this one's moving a little bit quicker than what we saw in the past in 2016, where it, you know, those tended to stall out. I think this one is going to be on and off, potentially heavy rain showers between Thursday and possibly into Saturday. And so that's what we're preparing for. We're briefing the mayor on all of our preparations at 3:15 today. We have sandbag operations going on right now, and that was something that we worked with the city council on. We certainly appreciate that, as we've done in past years. We've got 6 locations. You can find them at ready.nola.gov, and they're being pretty widely reported on social media by many of the council members. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. while supplies last. I think this is an opportunity. I don't know if it's going to be necessary for this event, but if the sandbags are part of what you like to do to prepare, this will be an opportunity to get those kind of early in the season this year. And, you know, obviously we'll do it again if there's another issues, but that's an opportunity to start, you know, collecting some sandbags to have around your house in case you need those. Other than that, I'm just really, hoping people stay weather aware. Sign up for alerts by texting NOLA READY, one word, to 77295, and check your catch base. If there's something that you can do to help us by raking or sweeping off the top, that would be great. It's going to help that water drain. If it's a bigger project and needs the city to assist, call 311 because we have crews. All of our crews are out there today working on storm drain calls.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I was watching the parish president, I think in St. Bernard it was, down in the drainage pipe pulling out tires. That just totally yeah. pisses me off.
I mean, it's you know, and again, I don't want people climbing into those things, but if they see those types of problems, and yeah, it's that's very frustrating.
Yeah, for sure.
But I was driving into work today, and I saw people already doing that, you know, using a shovel or a rake and just raking out the leaves, any debris that might be in there. I mean, we've all seen it. That can make the difference between your street just draining off as these rain showers come through or starting to hold water.
It's amazing what oak leaf compaction yeah. can stop, yeah. right? It's almost like a beaver building a dam. I mean, it's absolutely yes. crazy how that works.
That's right.
Yeah. Let me ask you, any information on tides? You know, are we going to have prevailing winds? A lot of times in lower coast, we have problems with prevailing winds blowing from one direction for several days, tides and things of that nature. Any information there?
So what we're getting right now and what I'm seeing as far as wind is not, I don't think this is going to be a wind event. I think this will be more if it is, it's going to be heavy rain, you know, and they're saying anywhere in our area, potentially 3 to 6 inches. I've seen some of the models 5 to 10. Now I'll remind everyone that that's over from Thursday through Saturday. So, I mean, if even at that amount, unless we get it all at one time, we're going to be okay with the drainage system and we can, you know, we can cover that for the most part. We can get that drained. There may be some street flooding areas. Not seeing the wind component. I'm seeing, you know, 15, 20 mile an hour winds. That's not too concerning. But to your point, with that flow coming from the east, we do have a significant catch that can bring coastal tides up, particularly around the Venetian Isles, Lake Catherine, and Irish Bayou area. So I have not seen a watch or an advisory put out about that. That will be a coastal flood advisory. Again, we'll communicate those through NOLA Ready as well, through the alert system. But, you know, I would anticipate with this that if it does occur, tides of 3 to 5 feet above normal are always possible. Now, once it moves more towards us in Louisiana, it's going to shift to more southerly flow on the winds, which could be more, you know, some higher tides for coastal Louisiana. But for the city and for Orleans and our kind of metro area, I'm not seeing a lot of tidal or coastal flooding issues at this point.
I got to imagine you guys are pumping canals out now.
I drove by
down.
Several yesterday afternoon, spoke with Sewage and Water Board. They are dry right now for the most part, many of them. And so we're going to be in good shape there, and they're going to continue to do that. Quite frankly, I was hoping for the West Power Complex to be open at this point. I understand that, you know, it's certainly, you know, it's a big engineering project, and it's there's probably a lot more to it than I'm thinking, but we've got, you know, talking with Sewage and Water Board, they've got the power necessary to deal with this situation, and they've got the pumping capacity. So, you know, I feel like we're moving into this in a good situation. I'm really encouraged that what I'm hearing is that, you know, at some point in August, we're going to have that new power station up, which is something, you know, in I think all of us have been waiting for, but certainly in my business is something we've been kind of counting on for you know, 2 to 3 years now.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Neutral ground parking, any time that y'all anticipate allowing that to start?
Yeah, I'll debut it right now because we were just discussing it before I got on the phone with you. We're going to go, and it should be coming out through, again, through the alert system and through local media here shortly, but it will be lifted at 7 p.m. tonight, and we will do that through 7 p.m. probably Sunday, to be honest, just to make sure that everybody has ample time to deal with it after the rain passes. And so 7 p.m. tonight through 7 p.m. Sunday. And I would expect that message to come out very shortly.
We've got a lot of activity scheduled this weekend, too. UFC's in town and others. Any accommodations or information as it relates to travelers that are coming into the town?
Yeah, we've checked in with the airport. They're not anticipating any delays or anything like that related to this. I will say that we are discussing, the potential for City Hall remote work or, closure. I don't think we're at that point for Thursday, but we'll make that determination probably this afternoon once we have our mayor's briefing and we have everybody together at one table and we can figure that out. And then, of course, the decision is usually made daily about city government. And so, we'll anticipate a decision this afternoon for Thursday and then on Thursday for Friday and so on. We've communicated with the schools. Obviously, school's not in session, so it's not really an issue. But we do have summer camp going on with Nord. And so we're communicating with them right now. And I would just tell the parents, if they have kids at camp, summer camp this week, to pay attention. And those decisions will be made by Nord.
Final comments, and if you could give out the websites and the contact information again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to say I really think this is important. We've seen, obviously the absolute tragedy in Texas that, These are the things that really bother me and keep me up at night and also are the things that keep me wanting to continue to do this job. I can't encourage people enough. We've got over 315,000 subscribers in New Orleans to our NOLA Ready text alert system. These are the types of alerts that this is the type of thing you want to have on your phone. I'm just putting it out there. And it's for times like this that are kind of it's a little questionable how this is going to affect us. And it's also for those times where, we know that the big one's coming and you need that information. And look, it's also for times where we have big special events and things, that are good times that we need to communicate certain things. So make sure to text it. Just pick up your phone, pick up your smart device right now. Text NOLA Ready, NOLA READY, NOLA Ready, one word, no space, to 77295, and you'll be signed up. And everything, all these instructions, and we've got a dedicated page for this event at ready.nola.gov, and that's the NOLA Ready website. And also I'll add that we have an app now that has it's in its beginning kind of stages. There's more that my office and I want to do with this app, but it's available on Apple Store and on Google Play. It's the NOLA Ready app. You can just put it in the search bar and it'll get you to it. It has all of the it's a dashboard. It has all of our different traffic, flooding, Entergy outage map, sewage and water board drainage system dashboard, all of our weather sites from WeatherWise, so you can keep track of the weather. our route wise, when we do parades and things like that, all of those are available on one app with the touch of a button. And so it's turning out, we're getting a lot of interest in it, and it's turning out to be something I think is going to be good for us in the future. But if you want all of these different things that I always mention when I'm with you at one location, that NOLA Ready app is pretty convenient to have.
Absolutely. Sounds great. You know, the sooner you can get the information, the better. The NOLA Ready app, you know, you leave your phone on at night when you go into bed, and you get that tone, and you know something's happening, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
No good
Colin
text
Arnold,
come at 3 a.m., Noel.
No, that, well, yeah. That's true. Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate all of the update, and stay safe.
Thank you, Sheriff. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Give us a shout. We can talk about anything. We have a few moments. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.